you could immerse yourself in a world of overflowing beauty, a world in which you could explore ease with consciousness and the lightness of change. If ordinary isn't enough for you and remarkable is just the beginning, join us to discover a universe that is truly magical. This is Creme de la Creme, presented by facilitators of Access Consciousness. Is now the time for something different? Here are the hosts of Creme de la Creme.
Welcome, everybody, around the world. Welcome to Creme de la Creme. I'm Tamara Yonker. I'm one of your hosts today, Access Consciousness facilitator, along with Leeson Bengtsson. Hi, Leeson.
Hi, Tamara. I am so happy being on the show today with you.
Yeah, it's just us today at the moment, and we don't know if we might have some other facilitators joining us. That's what's fun about just being in the free flow of this and not having any expectations of what it has to be or should be or must be.
Yeah,
we're really into the adventure of going with the flow, and I think that's fun.
It definitely is. And what's also really, like, we are traveling the world, so we never know exactly where we're going to be always at the time of this radio show. And we're
exactly
live here, so this is cool.
Yeah, so our topic today is living beyond your comfort zone. Are you living a life of aversion, continually retreating away from what you would rather avoid? Is the majority of your energy and attention spent on making sure all the things that you don't want to happen won't? All too often, we live by the process of elimination until what's possible in life has become reduced to the size of a postage stamp. And that is not creating. So today, we're going to talk about what it takes to live beyond your comfort zone and create the more that you've always known is possible. That's a wide open topic.
Yes, it is. And it excites me so much because that's where we can go. It's so wide. So if you callers,
exactly,
like if you out there are listening to this show, you can really join this and ask us any questions or ask anything that you would like to look at, explore, or create even greater. So I have a number for you, especially you international people. It's 001. 480-553-5754. It's also on our Facebook page. It's everywhere. And if you don't know and you know me, chat me and I'll send you the phone number. So please come on live and talk to us.
Yes, we welcome your questions, comments. It enlivens and stimulates the conversation. So please join us. I am inspired by this topic because I found that it's a theme. I just finished facilitating 8 days of classes, including a 5-day. And once again, this theme arose, as it does in most every single class I think I've ever facilitated, where people are always, a lot of what their limitations are around, it's like they use their limitations as a protection against what they don't ever want to have to experience. Fascinating.
Mm.
And
it's really fascinating, especially when they're asking for something different.
Yes, right, exactly. It's like, well, you've got your perceived limitation nice and firmly in place to make sure that you don't actually experience the very thing that you're asking for, because it's almost like in front of receiving the thing that you're asking for is this big, scary, I don't want that to happen.
And
so you kind of face the big, scary, like whatever you decided is the inevitable, impending, big, scary thing that's going to happen. It's like until you're willing to kind of look that in the face, stare it down, and be like, wait, that's not even real. That's just not even, you know, that's just some sort of silly conclusion that I have, or I've decided this, or I'm a, you know. Until you're willing to sort of look at that, it makes those limitations, those that we put in place, seem so, so, so real, and then it stops us dead in our tracks and doesn't allow us to create beyond it.
Mm. And it's really just fantasies as well. It's make-up things in our head, because we don't even know if it's going to happen that way. We might suspect it. I mean, even like I've clients talking about, hey, but if I do this, my beloved one will react. You know, I don't know really if that's true. He might have done it or she might have done it before. But really, you don't know until you choose it. And if you're willing to have a different point of view, maybe something else can show up. So we have so many of these beautiful fantasies. And it's just really great tools to stop yourself.
Yep, totally. Now, I heard a ding, so that tells me that we have been joined by someone else, and I know that it's Anne Maxwell. Hi, Anne.
Hi, you guys. Hi.
Hi.
Yay.
I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you for joining us and contributing to our living beyond of your comfort zone topic today.
Awesome. Awesome. I see that.
Oh, yes. I know that we all encourage each other and support each other to always go beyond. And it's definitely uncomfortable. It's definitely not like having a bath in a warm tub and with a cocktail in your hand. But you definitely feel like that afterwards when you choose
it.
Right?
Well, and so much of it, isn't it, just, I mean, like, I like to sometimes get down to super, super basic stuff with people. And it's just about, like, so... If you're identifying a sensation in your body as, you know, fear or anxiety or I'm having a panic attack or something's wrong, you know, it's like if you didn't identify that sensation in your body as whatever you've interpreted it as all your life, if you were like, what if it's just a sensation, what could it be if it wasn't fear, if it wasn't anxiety, if it wasn't that you were having a panic attack? Because when I ask people that question oftentimes, what they discover is maybe that there's a different way of, I mean, we get stuck in our own interpretations, right? The interpretation is part of what fuels the story that keeps us stuck. And sometimes what it turns out is it's really the exhilaration of liberation instead of, like, fear or scary or anxiety or panic attack. At least I know that's been true for me.
Mm.
Right.
And here's the beautiful design. You will be the master designer of your own way of these beautiful sensations, feelings. And they're really so amazing. They're really creative, and they're always different, and they always make sense in how you stop yourself.
Totally.
And it's your own creation. This is the beauty, because when you let go of that, there's a different possibility. And I also know it's not always easy. Sometimes you do need a person to talk to or help you facilitate out of that, and you can do that live on the show, too, if you would like that, if you're that courageous and willing to talk all about it. And you can do that in class. You can do that in a session. But I always know if you would like that change, it is possible. I know we all have been through so much change in all different areas where it feels that you cannot change. It's too big. It's too great. It's devastating, whatever it is. And if you face it and you see the kind of created demons that we create to just stop us, I mean, it's really interesting. And I know that people, when they start choosing it, it becomes this thing that you can almost start hunting all your weird stuff that you use against yourself and almost like, what if you could sell it on eBay? It would be even greater. But it does cost you. It does cost you a lot to have it in place.
Well, totally. And the other thing about it is that a lot of times, I don't know about you guys, but a lot of times I tap into what I'm capable of when I'm around somebody who can see it when I can't, and they say it to me. There's that resonance. Or that there's something when somebody says something to you and you know it's true and you know you're lying to yourself if you continue to make yourself small or think that you can't do something. And that's been like incredibly useful to me. And I just pay attention to how much of my life I've surrounded myself with people who I agree with. We sort of align and agree, and we're all sort of tapped into the same stuff, and you can't step outside those boundaries, and there's that familiarity and that comfort, and if anybody steps out, the whole crowd goes, oh my God, terrible things are going to happen to them. And to really like step beyond that, and then more recently, I've been drawn to people who don't function like that and who function from being the space of asking questions and not coming up with these conclusions or these answers that are all the boxes that you guys have just been talking about, you know, that it's just a different way of being. I just got caught by sort of like called out, not called out because it sounds harsh. It wasn't harsh at all. But I was talking with a friend the other day about a project that I was considering just canning, and he said, no, you don't need this. You don't need other people to do that. You can do it by yourself. You can do it all on your own. And I thought, And my first response was, oh, no, I can't. Right? And it's like, no, I tapped into the energy of, yeah, actually, I could. I can. And then do I choose it, yes or no? But there's that. It's almost like a willingness to acknowledge who we are, right? And we're not these sort of aversive, reactive people. That's who we became in order to fit in, but that's not actually who we are, like, come to find out. I don't know.
Well, we have a caller. We have a caller.
Awesome. Yay.
We have Brandon in Chicago. Hey, Brandon, can you hear us?
Hello, ladies. Yes, I can hear you just fine. Thank you very much. How are we doing?
Well,
great.
You know, we would love to hear your question. What have you got for us?
First, just wanted to say thank you very much for being available and everything that you all do and everyone at Access Consciousness. You guys all of you rock. So just wanted to show my appreciation. So once again, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I guess maybe a couple questions. So my first question is, how can I receive, allow, create, choose, and act without going into that energy of deciding what it looks like?
Without deciding what it looks like. Well, were you willing to be in the adventure of what's possible as opposed to the conclusion of what it has to be?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, a lot of times people, we require some sort of outcome guarantee, right? Like, if order for me to put my creative energy toward it, I have to know what it looks like. I have to have that outcome guarantee before I even start. Rather than make a request to the universe, I don't know, I found it to be fun, much more fun for me to make a request to the universe and then let the universe deliver all the infinite possibilities that could show up rather than being attached to a particular form and structure.
Because one of the things I also noticed when we ask for something and we have
I'm not sure what you just said there just now as I was talking, but I think also where I'm coming from with the question maybe is I feel like I'm limiting myself and I'm not even receiving myself or receiving from the universe to go ahead and create
trying to avoid by having it have to turn out a certain way.
Yeah, I'm doing that. And it's like, I'm just so limiting myself. I'm like, well, yeah, let's get out of that. Let's do something else. That's why I'm asking that question. So I heard you, but maybe I didn't receive what you said.
So I'm actually asking a question. What have you decided, or what are you avoiding? What do you think you're avoiding? I mean, I don't know if it's a think. You know, it could be something you're not even aware of, and that's, of course, we can clear the energy on that. But a lot of times if I have to have it a certain way, like it's got to turn out this way, it's because if it turns out any other way, then maybe it means failure. Maybe it means, you know, what have you made it mean if it doesn't turn out a specific certain way? Or what are you trying to avoid by not allowing it to be anything rather than a specific thing? Any sense?
Control is the word that comes up. Yeah, that's what I'm trying.
Ha! Pesky control. Rather than the vulnerability.
Yeah.
So, vulnerability. What's that bring up for you?
Softness. Softness, no control. Softness, no control. Not being, not living.
Everything that is sons of Godzillion wanted to destroy and uncreate it all?
Oh, yeah.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pot and puck, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. I could talk about vulnerability all day, but one of the ways I talk about vulnerability is as the absence of control. The willingness to live so intimately with the universe that you can receive everything without judgment and then choose.
Okay, let me ask this question. I'm, like, even right now, there's, like, so much energy, and it's like I'm telling myself I can't control it, and because it's, like, too big versus just allowing it to be and even get bigger, and I know that's what I want. I know what I've been doing in the past isn't working. But in my body, or it feels like in my body, it's like it's too big.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
You know, you can talk and pot and 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 clear all that, clear all that, clear all that, clear all that. But unless you choose something different, that's all you're going to do is talk and pot, talk and pot, talk and pot, talk and pot. And it really, what if it's just a choice? What if it's not right or wrong? What if it really is just a choice? And it's your choice to choose either, you know, moving beyond, stepping into being you or being you, or choosing something else, right?
Cool. Let's pick this up after our break. So stick with us, Brandon, and we'll be right back after this break.
Okay. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
You are listening to Creme de la Creme, presented by Access Consciousness.
Join us on the program today via phone or email. Call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Pam at accessconsciousness.com. She'll make sure we get the message. Now, back to Creme de la Creme.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Tamara here with Leeson and Ann, and we have a caller on the line, Brandon, that we left with before the break. And Brandon, so, you know, had a couple minutes there to sit with that, and we have a question for you, which is, what do you desire?
Ooh, more fun, more joy, more excitement, more peace, more tenderness, being all those things, and stepping into the world and playing with all of that, I don't want to say holding on to that, but just being that in whatever situation I may, you know, be or come across.
So I think what Anne was saying before the break, and maybe I should let Anne speak rather than speak for her, is that oftentimes comes a point at which it's a matter of choosing in the direction that you desire. So if that's everything that you're asking for, then putting our attention and our energy and choosing in that direction, allowing choice to be the potency, the superpower that creates it, rather than continuing to focus on, oh, well, here's why I can't have it, here's another reason I can't have it, here's another story where I've gathered enough evidence to prove that I can't have it, and I can't choose it, and it's too hard, and story, 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 story.
And the choosing of it is to tap into the energy of what it is that choice will create. Choice creates. And so one of my favorite questions right now is, what are you creating? Like, what am I creating by the choices that I'm making? But what am I creating? So what are you creating? And what would you like to create? And anything that matches the energy of what you would like to create, do it, have it, be it, go with it, whatever. And anything that doesn't, don't. And what if it's really that simple? And
simple.
It obviously, yeah, it takes practice. I mean, it totally does.
Well, it really requires for you to take a step, like every day a step, or every time you think about something, create a step, choose something. And it doesn't even matter if it's wrong, because then you at least will get awareness. This didn't work for me. Oh, I want something different. So if you stay there and just ask questions and you don't know where to go, choose something, call somebody, do something, because you get more awareness, then you can create more action. And that's the whole thing, because there is no right and wrong. There's some things that work for you and some things that don't work for you. And what Anne said is, like, you have the awareness, you have the sense of where you're heading towards, and then it's really like, it really is this action part, like, whatever, like, oh, I feel like talking to somebody, oh, who do I call? And call that person. Because when you create this movement, things begin to show up. But if you always try to figure out if it's the right choice, the right action, the right person, you're also stopping the contribution from the whole universe that is there when you are choosing, and choosing is this action part too. And it's so beautiful, because it really doesn't matter if you go out to the world or in the city and you just do something, and when you're in the question there, it's really awesome. And really, even if it doesn't work out, you know more than if you're sitting at home and wondering if you're doing the right thing.
Yeah. I love it. Choice. Yeah. Use your compass. Use your desire as your compass, and choose.
And stop judging you.
Okay. Thank you very much. I desire a question or a process. I heard of the sex, no sex process. I was hoping you could share that so I can write it down and use it.
So I would go with something different. What if you just went like, what choice can I choose today that would create what I truly desire?
Mm-hmm.
For example.
Yeah, that's rather than, I don't know. I said it before. I guess it's rather than functioning on the limitation. What if our limitations aren't real? What if they're illusions? What if judgment is the glue that holds the whole illusion together? And if we stopped believing that our limitations were as real as our stories confirm, then what could we choose right now? Immediately. I love that, you know, Gary talks about that movie, 50 First Dates, where Drew Barrymore wakes up every morning and she has no reference points, none whatsoever. She doesn't know what to avoid because she hasn't had any, she no longer has a reference library of memories of, oh my God, I definitely don't want that to happen, and that was horrible when that happened, and I don't want that, and I don't want that, and oh my God, if that ever happens again, I'm just going to die. You know, it's choosing, and I love, you know, making it as simple as what can I choose right now that's going to create more in the direction of the desire or what I'm asking for, what I'd like to create as my life. Something as simple as that. Thank you, Brandon, for your question and your contribution to the show today.
Thank you very much.
Cool. Thank you so much, Brandon.
Thank you. Thank you. It's truly an amazing energy to look at, because this is something that shows up every day in our lives. It's not something that is sometimes just showing up. It really shows up in every second, and we can either go with it or we can stop it. And it's like, do you want a comfortable life where everything is the same, or do you really want to be at the edge or where you're creating everything different and you're really going for the, well, if you want to call them dreams or the things you're aware of that you can create, or you would rather like sit and ponder and fantasize and dream about them instead of really, is this a life you would really like to live? And one thing I've noticed myself, and I don't really know if I want to live it until I choose it and try it out. So I'm basically all the time choosing to explore something that I haven't tried out before, because then I know, hey, would I like more of this in my life or not? Or I can sit and daydream about it. But it's not fun enough for me anymore.
That doesn't work. You sit and daydream.
One of the things that made such a difference for me was realizing that I could never make a wrong choice. Like, there just simply is no such thing as a wrong choice. Like, that's the land of make-believe, where I could actually make a wrong choice. It's just not possible. So if you remove this, you know, concerned about, well, what if I make the wrong choice? What if I make a mistake? What if I screw it up? What if?
Mm-hmm.
If you really realize that every choice you make expires in 10 seconds, and so if you choose something and then you receive the awareness of what that choice created, and you're like, oh, that's not exactly kind of how maybe I wanted it to go, you can choose again.
Mm-hmm.
It brings it out, everything down to the simplicity of choice.
Right.
And the thing about one of my new favorite quotes from Dr. Dane is, what energy will this choice create in my life? They're not a quote like a question, but what energy will this choice create in my life, right? It's like, oh, what an awesome question.
It's really a cool question.
Isn't it? Because the thing that's so cool about, you know what, one of the things that I love about Access is that it really, you know how you can change what you say and change what you do and change how you say it and change how you do it, but until you get at whatever it is underneath it all that's driving it, it's like the house of cards, like that bottom card, until you get that, nothing ever really changes, right? And so questions like, what energy will this choice create in my life, go so far beyond the cognitive, kind of left brain, analytical, answer-driven kinds of questions, and into really the energy, for lack of another way to talk about it, but what's sort of underlying it. And when you ask a question like, what energy will this choice create in my life, it's a great way to get out of outcomes and presupposed endings and like answers and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Because you get a sense, like, what energy will this create in my life? Will this choice create in my life? You get a sense of it, right? You get a, for lack of another, or some people talk about it as a feeling, but not like an angry, mad, sad feeling, but just like a body sensation feeling, right? It's like, oh. And then you know.
I saw on Facebook yesterday a quote from Richard Branson that really I really like, and it's an energy that I constantly look
be aware of.
That.
You saw it? If someone offers you an amazing opportunity and you're not sure you can do it, say yes, then learn how to do it later.
Yep.
I love it.
Love it.
That's what I think I'm looking at the time. I really like it because before I was like, oh, can I do this? Yes, then I'll do it. And I really saw last half year, I'm really looking at if I cannot do it, say yes and see what shows up. And at the worst case scenario, you say, oh, can't figure this one out. I'm sorry, it's better somebody else takes over. But if I don't at least choose it, I don't even know if I have the capacity or the potency to do it. And the fun thing is for me that I'm noticing, saying yes to a lot of projects that I do not know how to do, is that I have to constantly be in the question. I have to constantly use the tools. And it's so freaking fun because it's harder to conclude than ever. It's like basically not working to conclude. So I'm like, this is it's almost like I'm manipulating myself into something different. And I just love when I saw this quote, I was like, get the energy of it.
Well,
I love it.
Getting yourself into doing something, that's one of my favorite, like the what energy, space, and consciousness can my body and I be that would allow me to, you know, choose or create or what, like whatever you want to put at the end of that. To me, that is a total self-manipulation because I'm tricking myself out of all the machinations of my mind and everywhere I'm trying to figure it out and everywhere I'm trying to get it right and everywhere I'm trying to avoid, you know, losing or what or failing or whatever that is. If I ask a what energy, space, and consciousness questions, I'm manipulating myself back into recognizing that, guess what? I'm an infinite being. I have infinite choice. I'm in charge of my experience in every moment. I'm not subject to anything. I'm not, you know, at the effect of anything. And I love those questions because it shifts the energy immediately.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, it does.
Right.
The other thing that I notice people sometimes getting stuck in is, you know, where they're, if you've got a story of something that you've been telling yourself for a long time that has the energy of complaint, then, you know, a lot of times these complaints, like these stories that go on and on and on, and there's some energy of complaint, and I bet you that most people out there know what I'm talking about. Ask yourself, when you get in that, stop and ask yourself, wait, hang on, one moment. What is it that I actually desire? What is it that I actually desire? Because there's a creative energy behind that rather than like the continuing to be like, oh, it's never going to change, or I don't know how to make it happen, or I can't get it to work, or I just plain suck. Whatever that is, it's like it keeps you spinning around in this like eddy in the river where it just goes around and around and around and around. And I know for me, anytime that I literally stop and I'm like, wait, hang on, okay, this is going nowhere. What is it that I desire? And as soon as I shift my attention to what it is that I want to create, what I'd like to have more of, what I'd like to have different, then it's really easy to start asking questions in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier for me to start saying, okay, well, what generative energy, space, and consciousness can my body be that's going to allow me to create more of that with total ease and magic? And boom, the energy's changed. I love it.
So don't think it always says boom, but it definitely energetically does. It would be so funny if you were like, oh, it didn't say boom. Did I say question wrong?
Yeah.
I'm just joking. But I love it. It would have these sound effects. That works for me really well.
Oh, I just like to play.
I know. But please, it would be really awesome.
And it seems like that's an energy that really gets you out of the rut, too, is the energy of play, right? Like not taking everything so seriously and just asking silly questions, like what would be fun today? And just being playful. And then taking a look at who you surround yourself by and with, and maybe choosing to hang out, like, every day with people or animals, creatures, that light me up, right? It just makes such a difference. I'm living with these two goofy dogs right now, and I just adore them, and they make me laugh. And it's like, okay, thank you. And kids do that for me too. But yeah,
I had my nephew who's now 14. This is probably 10 years ago when I would ask him in the morning, you know, so what are you going to do today? And he would go, play. all the time. It wasn't just like one time he said that. I would ask him that, and almost without exception, that would be his response when I asked him. And I remember awesome. Just like, oh, God, what would it be like to have a life like that? And fascinatingly enough, you can choose it. You can choose in the direction of that play. And if that's the energy that you'd like to live your life with, then you can ask, you know, what generative energy, space, and consciousness can my body and I be that would allow everything to be play with total ease and magic? And then amazingly, it changes. If we
And if you don't know how to play, go out there and play with kids. Go out there and play with some animals. Go out and do something wacko weird so you get into that space again, or skip around the street. Do something that gets your energy. Like sometimes we're behaving so well, so appropriate, so perfect. Mm-hmm. And when you do physically some action that is a bit weird, you can see how your body gets really fun, excited, weird, wacko, and it's fun to do those things and jump around. Like, it's really interesting to see, because if I'm a bit down or not happy and I do something really silly with my dog, it's impossible for me to be not having fun. It doesn't work. I go out and run around with her or wrestle with her or anything, and she just knows how to have fun. So she doesn't like look at me like, I'm going to go depressed because my owner is depressed.
No.
She does not do that.
No.
Her joy is not dependent on your... Nope.
She's done access classes. She's been to being new classes with Dane, so she knows. She has choice. She doesn't have to choose, mimic, or create what I do.
Yeah. So can we run a clearing right now, you guys? Is that?
Sure. Run it real quick, and then we're going to go to break.
Is that appropriate? Okay,
yes.
So what have you made so vital about being perfect and appropriate that keeps you from... being you. And everything that brings up times of God's own, you just run and create it?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine podcasts, choice, goes beyond. Cool. There's that
all
element
right.
of control and being perfect. Okay, I'll be quiet.
Yeah, cool. So let's continue after this break.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
You are listening to Creme de la Creme, presented by Access Consciousness. Join us on the program today via phone or email. Call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Pam@accessconsciousness.com. She'll make sure we get the message. Now, back to Creme de la Creme.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Tamara, and I'm hosting Creme de la Creme today with Leeson Bengtson and Anne Maxwell. And we have another caller that we'd like to go ahead and bring on to begin this final segment of our show today. It's Chris. I'm assuming it's a him from Colorado. Chris, are you on?
Yeah, I'm on. Thank you for having me. I really find all of you very inspiring. And the question I wanted to ask to all of you was, what was the specific turning point where the questions you were asking began creating more of what you want?
Ooh, that's awesome, a fun question.
Awesome.
Who wants
question.
To jump in?
So, for me, it was, especially in the beginning, I had a specific area that didn't work where I decided this is what I want to change. So I was definitely going for specific thing with money. And one of the things that I noticed, I was really determined and demanded change. So whatever tool I got, I used it every day so many times. And if I noticed I forgot it, I wrote it down with me. I looked at my notes all the time. And I used so many of the questions. I used a lot of the what energy, space, and consciousness can I be to create more money right away or whatever I added at the end of it. Because I knew that I was controlling the change. And when I asked that question, it just goes beyond what I can create, limit myself and control. I use that a lot. And I used a lot, like what else is possible? How does it get any better? What can I create today? What can I choose today? So basically, for me, what I saw that made my difference is I was determined and I demanded the change. And whatever I read, whatever I got hold of, whatever I heard, I took it with me and started using it without trying to figure out if it will work or not. I just got like sense, oh, that could be one. So I was going a little OCD on it and we're like using it all the time and all that. But I just knew if I want to change something, I better be determined or else it will be kind of a little change and then it will go back a little to the whatever it was before. So determination and being requested and not giving up ever on myself again. That was what I got aware of for me.
I have another quick question. What triggered, you know, a sense of recognizing the awareness, like recognizing an awareness of what would work, I guess.
Were you talking about what would work to get to a specific outcome, or what do you mean what would work?
No, what's awareness?
No, to recognize the awareness. Like when, you know, what were some of the triggers that got you to a point where it's like, okay, you know, I recognize that that's an awareness of something that's following the energy of what is possible. If that makes sense.
Well, if I think I'm understanding your question, or at least I'm going to interpret this way, it's something that Leeson said, I believe, earlier in the call, which is beginning to notice something that matches the energy of my request. So I remember specifically being at a, like, Dane does these sort of ESB tasters that, you know, a couple hours in an evening. And I had been to many, 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 many of these, and this was probably a couple years ago where I was sitting in the audience and I was watching, you know, Dane do his thing with somebody up on the table in the front of the room. And I, like I said, I'd probably been to a dozen of these already. And I sat in that moment and I had watched people up at the front of the room and there was just an energy that I was identifying over and over and over and over the course of attending several of these events. And I finally just sat there and I said, you know what? I don't even know exactly what that energy is, but I want it. I want more of it. Like, I want that energy present in my life all the time. And I just remember, like, making that request. You know, universe, like, show me what it's going to take to have that energy present in my life all the time. And it just, then I just sort of, you know, forgot about it. I was at a level 2 and 3, and time went on, and it was many, many months later, I would say, you know, maybe as many as 5 or 6 months later, and something showed up in my life, just sort of seemingly randomly, if you will. And there was a possibility for me to choose something, and when I looked at the energy of it, I was like, oh my God, that's exactly the same energy as what I, you know, it's like I had this momentary flash of remembering sitting there in that ESP taster and going, that's the same energy. That's the energy I was asking for. Now, the vehicle, the form and structure in which it showed up is something I never, ever, ever could have imagined. It's nothing I ever could have figured out in my mind. And I just went, oh, my God, that's it. So am I going to say yes to it? Am I going to say yes to the possibility of having more of this energy, even though this was kind of an odd, weird form and structure way of having more of it? So for me, it's just sort of, you know, beginning to notice and play and be willing to say yes and play with these different energies, not knowing where it's going to take me, not even knowing what the result's going to be before I say yes. I don't know if that answers your question, but that was a big turning point for me, is being willing to say yes to the energy and not know what it's going to look like when it, you know, quote-unquote, turns out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I've
been
tripping on that a lot, but, you know, that it does make sense. It makes a lot of sense.
And it's so not cognitive, what we're talking about, mm-hmm. right? It's so beyond your thinking mind and your figuring out mind and your understanding mind. It's so different from that.
Yeah, and you know, that's where we sort of, we get trapped up in the confines of our own mind when we're trying to figure out how to get somewhere in a linear, logical, rational, reasonable way. I just realized that the best possible thinking that my mind had ever done wasn't getting me to the level of creating my life that I desired, and I just really got it never would. It's kind of like, can't get there from here. You just can't. It's not like this, trying to create from within the confines of my own mind was never going to allow me to create into the space of possibility. I had to choose beyond the confines of my own mind, which meant I had to give up the control that thinking believes we have.
Yeah. And follow intuition and awareness.
Yeah, so did you have another question, Chris?
No, I think I like that. Thank you.
Cool. You're welcome.
Cool.
Thanks so much for contributing to the show today.
Yeah, no, just one last thing. I really feel the energy when I listen to the show. It's not always, you know, the specifics of what you're talking about. It's the energy. So I feel that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Right. Yeah.
All
awesome.
Bye. Right.
Cool. Thank you so much.
That was kind of a lovely way to, like, I don't know about, it's almost like we started talking a little bit at the beginning of the show about, you know, what it is to be in that space of where you're always trying to avoid what you don't want to happen, and, you know, that question that he just asked sort of is like, here's what's possible when you don't live that way, when you're not functioning in a way that you're always doing avoidance and aversion and avoidance and aversion. Here's what's possible if you start leaning into that space of possibility that isn't controlled by your mind. What's
right.
it like for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lightness. I keep going back to the tool. The truth will make you feel lighter. And what he was really talking about was, and what we're all talking about, is tapping into the lightness. And what's true for me may not be true for either one of you or for him, but it's one of the things that I say to the kids and parents that I work with is, what if you can know what actually works for you, and what is that? If there's a lightness, there's like a relief, there's a unfurling of the brows. Oh, I've got this awesome story. A mom and her son were, her son was just screaming at her. He's 10 years old and he was really mad at her. And he said to her, "You're mad. You're angry, Mom. You're angry." And she said, "I really wasn't. And I just, I was,
staying really calm and blah, blah, blah. And she asked him, what makes you think that I'm angry? And he said, you have those little lines right between your eyes. And they're all, and that's what happens when you get angry. And she said, I know, but sweetie, I've had them all my life. And he goes, yeah, well, then you've been angry all your life. And it just like cracked me up. And so she came to one of my classes and she said to him, well, maybe Anne can help undo, like unwrinkle those angry wrinkles that I've had all my life. But there was just a whole lightness about that whole conversation, right? It's not linear and it's not cognitive. And when she laughed like that, he did too. And it just broke everything up. It's almost like we've come full circle back to the playfulness and the laughter and all that. But what if life could be so much easier than the kind of hard work of figuring it out? And just, that's what when you asked that question, Tamara, that's what I tap back into is the lightness of the space of being. And anything that matches that, choose it. And anything that doesn't, don't. And I don't hit 100% on that one, but I'm getting a lot more of that. I have a lot more of that in my life right now than I have for years and years and years. So it's like, like Gary says, you mean the tools work? Oh. Right?
Well, the tools work.
Thank you, Gary Douglas. Thank you, Dane here.
And I know for me, you know, having living more and more and more into that space of being, space of possibilities, space of infinite choice, and all of that, like to look at the heaviness of other choices, it's not even appealing. It doesn't even appeal to me in the slightest. So it becomes easier, I would say. It's almost like a reorientation or recalibration from all of that and that density and heaviness to what becomes far more real, far more, I'm far more curious about where possibilities lead me. Like, if I choose that, what could that create? You know, not having to know, it just doesn't matter. Like, I don't have any of that compulsion to know ahead of time what the choice creates, because there's this fun curiosity of the adventure I get to go on.
Well, I love the curiosity.
I love that. Yeah, but I have a slightly different point of view on that. I guess is that the tools of access are awesome, so that when I do choose. Like all the old stuff, I can move beyond it a lot more quickly, but I still go back to, I still hit the density sometimes. It's but just not as often as I used to, you know. And the lightness that you were talking about and the curiosity is much more appealing to me now. And do I get it 100%? Mm-mm. But like I said, a lot more than I used to. So does that make sense?
Cool. Yeah, it definitely makes sense. And for me, it's like really like this curiosity. If I wouldn't have it in my life, it's not even fun. So I definitely see that I love adventure. It's energy so much more. So if the energy is just light, I don't always go for it. I wait till it gets really exciting. Like that's when I can choose along the way. But it really like has to get me going where I have no clue what it will give me. Then I know I will step out of my comfort zone totally. And this is the willingness for you to choose whatever dimension of adventure or uncomfortable you want to choose. Like, we can do it in a nice way, we can do it in a weird way, we can go totally out of control, where you do not know at all what you will get out of it, but you can choose in every moment where you're going, what direction, but in every moment. And this is just an adventure to choose from, and it's like really the menu of whatever you like.
Yeah, I love it!
Cool.
That's so, such a great way of wrapping up kind of the whole show, Leeson. Thank you. And we've already come to the end of the show. It always amazes me how quickly this happens. And so we're going to close it up for today. And thank you, everyone who listened in. Thanks to our two callers who contributed their questions and their energy to the call. And we will be back again next week, same time, same station. So until then, thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Creme de la Creme today. You might like to listen to it more than once. To experience even more change, join us again next Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Be sure to check out creatingaconsciousworld.com and accessconsciousness.com to find out more about us and about Access. What would it take for you to choose to be the creme de la creme in your life and to choose it again and again? Will you?